Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. And we're here in beautiful downtown Dubois for the Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, and I'll be your host. And we're still freezing like crazy. We have a few more days of this, and hopefully it'll get a bit warmer. I'm sick of the frigid weather, but not much we can do about it. So today, I have a guest from the local JC. Her name is Michaela Loy, and we're going to be asking her some questions about the JCs, and we will get right to the questions after this message. Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066. So thanks for coming, Michaela. We appreciate you coming to talk to us about the JCs. And I have to admit, I don't know much about the JCs, I guess in part because I'm too old to join.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we are thrilled to have you. I guess, how about if we start talking a little bit about what the JCs are?
So the Dubois JCs, we're a local volunteer organization. We're made up of young professionals who are focused on giving back to our community. Everything we do goes back to the community. All of our fundraising events we do throughout the year, service projects, everything supports local families, and we do charitable giving for nonprofits in the community as well, and a lot for our youth. We do scholarships, an Easter egg hunt for the community, spring roadside cleanup. We do scholarships. We have a golf scramble to raise money for that, and we have our biggest event is the annual lottery. It's a reverse lottery, and the funds that we raise at that event go towards our Thanksgiving dinner deliveries. So this past year, we were able to deliver Thanksgiving groceries to 35 families in need in the community. And we also do, the funds also go towards the Christmas shopping spree. So 20 families, we get the list from the local guidance counselors from the Dubois area schools in the area, and we get it's a lot of fun. We get the shopping lists from the students, so we go and we do the shopping and we wrap the gifts, and it's just a really nice way to help the families in need, especially when it's a time like this with the economy.
Well, it sounds like a busy group of people. You have a lot going on, and that annual lottery, that probably goes over well. That's one thing I notice about Dubois. We seem to be a gambling kind of town lately.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it has been around a long time. It's a really fun event. A lot of businesses in the area were fortunate to sponsor it, and it's really important. It's our biggest event. That's how we raise a lot of our funds for those big initiatives we do.
Well, that is wonderful to see the commitment to involving local organizations and others and kind of uniting the community. And of course, children are always a wonderful focus because they are our future. You mentioned it's a professional organization. What can the JCs do for one of your members professionally? What professional benefit do they get from being a member?
So, in addition to all of the volunteer initiatives we do, the JCs help build leadership skills and connections in the area. We do social hours, and we actually are the junior chamber, is how the JC started, and that's what JCI stands for, Junior Chamber International.
I do remember reading that at one time they were very involved with the Chamber of Commerce, and I know that locally you guys are still very involved because I see you at the meetings, and I know they have that annual award that the JCs gives. in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce, and that's actually happening this weekend, tomorrow night. Well, excuse me, Saturday night, they're having the Business Bash where they're going to award the Community Cup Award and the Small Business of the Year, and the JCs typically has a third award. Is that going to be given this year as well?
Yes. It is the Distinguished Service Award, and we honor somebody that the past presidents, it's a great way to keep them involved in the JC alumni. We meet, accept nominations for the award, and then vote on it. They typically come and support us, and it's a really great time honoring somebody that's done so much for the community.
Yes, I was there last year, and it was a very fun time, and it was very professionally managed, and I was proud to be there. My company won the Community Cup Award, and this year I'm going to be passing it on to the Salvation Army, who are the current Community Cup Award winners, and they'll receive their trophy Saturday night. So that'll be a fun time, and it's great to recognize people for their efforts, and I was very proud for my company to be recognized because of our service to the community. And I guess that's kind of a theme. I've noticed their winners of these programs seem to be focused on families and children. The gentleman that got the award last year had been affiliated with the Habitat for Humanity and was the founder of it here in Dubois, and he had tragically passed away a few years ago. And of course, Habitat is building houses for families. You got to fill the house after they build it. And I'm really happy to see the community recognizing JCs and other organizations for their work with children, because like I said, that's really our future. And that's something that we need to especially protect here in Dubois, because even when I graduated, a lot of my class was saying, I'm getting the heck out of here, and they wanted to move to somewhere more glamorous. But what's interesting is many of those people came back. I never wanted to leave, but I had to go with a job or I'd have been unemployed. So I went to Pittsburgh and then Lawrence County for about 20 years, and I'm very happy to have been back now for about 15 years. So I'm glad to be back in the area. And if we aren't addressing kids, like the JCs is providing scholarships and what have you, they have no reason to stay sometimes. So it's good that we're giving them that focus. Was I correct in hearing that JCs had something to do with the swimming pool for the city? Are they still sponsors of the pool, or?
So that was actually one of the biggest initiatives that the former members that founded the JCs did. They started with 18 members in the local Dubois area, and they took on building and maintaining the JCs pool, now known as the City Pool. And this contribution was from former JCs and has been a huge asset to our community. And it continues to be a popular spot for kids, and which is what we're all about, supporting our youth. And the project cost originally $125,000 to complete. And they were able to, former members and presidents were able to raise those funds. It's now passed on to the city, but it's still the Dubois JC's pool. It's really cool. There's actually like a plaque there calling it, you know, recognizing that. And there's also a few other landmarks in Dubois from the JC's that are around the area. The other one is the, we fixed up in one of the bridges in the walkway. So that's another one I just wanted to mention.
Oh, yes. Everybody's on the walkway. And I want to thank the JCs, even though it was long before I was on this planet. I want to thank them for creating the Dubois Pool, because I don't know if a lot of the listeners know this, but there's many communities that have abandoned their pools because of the expense. So that was wonderful that we were able to start the pool on the right footing financially. And then, of course, the city's maintaining it. But I know one city that's a bit bigger than Dubois. It's the city of Newcastle. They had a severe leak in their pool, and they just shut it down. And the city of Newcastle, that has about 28,000 people in it, They do not have a pool, and they haven't had one for 25 years. So you have all these urban kids sweating like crazy in the summer, and they don't have at least a city pool to go to. So that is a tremendous asset that Du Bois may take for granted because they have one. And there's a lot of places that wished they had a pool like ours. And it's a very special pool with the slides and the fountain that sprays down on the kids and the other things. And my kids have enjoyed that. And I'm glad that we have it here. Can't go wrong with a pool. You know, I didn't ask you about an age limit. I joked about I'm too old, but is there an age limit for the JC membership?
There is. With it being the junior chamber, we welcome members from age 18 to 40. So it's a young professional group. That is, I don't want to say that's a downfall, but that is one thing that we're always sad to see our members age out. And like I always like to mention with that, it is a great stepping stone for anybody that is interested in being on boards. And like when their time with the JCs is over, going on to other initiatives, that is part of it as well, part of the reasoning for the age.
So they get a little bit of training and awareness about what it is to serve an organization and maybe even to act in a board capacity. And I can tell you, I serve on several boards, and oftentimes the newer people don't have a whole lot of experience, and they're often very timid and shy to make motions and to ask questions because they're not that familiar with how boards operate. So that is very helpful to help your members with learning that role. I was wondering, I live in the city of Du Bois, but we have a lot of people that come here from Weedville, Brookville, Reynoldsville, and places out of the city like Brockway and even Punxsie. Are they allowed to join the Du Bois area JCs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have some members that come from as far as Phillipsburg, Clearfield, Reynoldsville, Punxsie. We actually have done some fundraising events and support events in Reynoldsville. And we also include like the surrounding areas like Brockway with our scholarships.
Well, that is wonderful. So we have a greater Du Bois area that is involved with the JCs. That's great. And I didn't ask you how to join. Now, of course, I know I'm too old. I've been 40 for too long, so I can't join. But what is the process if somebody listening says, gee, I'd like to join the JCs?
You can go on our website. There's a link right there that you can join from and pay online. Our annual dues are only $38, so really affordable. And another way, just email us or reach out on social media. You can follow us on social media, and you can come check out an event, come to meetings before you make that decision as well.
And your meetings, I didn't ask you, when are your meetings?
They are the third Tuesday of every month, and we meet at the Du Bois YMCA at 6 p.m. Our first meeting of the year will be February 17th, and that is when I pass everything over to our new upcoming president, Jordan Russell.
Ah, so you're retiring.
Yeah, I'm still going to be a board member. I'm going to do the public relations, which is what I did before my presidency. But yes, my presidency is about to be over, and it has been an incredible honor to be the JC chapter president of 2025.
Well, that's great. And you're still under 40, so you're going to hang in there.
I got about 10 years, so I'm good.
Well, I'm about 20 past the 40. And volunteers, I guess all of your members are really volunteers, and you encourage them to be involved in all of the different activities. You mentioned your Thanksgiving dinners and the Easter egg hunt and collecting money for the needy, for holiday efforts, and you probably need lots of people working on your annual lottery. You know, one of the theme of our recent shows has been the need for volunteers, and everybody talks about how all the organizations, including our churches, are suffering with having fewer people attending and volunteering. I know at my church, even though I'm starting to feel very old, especially after talking to the JCs here, I'm really kind of one of the youngest guys in my church. And I guess younger people aren't volunteering at the current, well, at the past level. I know my dad was involved in several organizations, and he was a fireman for 25 years, and he would spend every evening, much to my mother's displeasure, at the fire hall. And he loved it. It was his life. And we always went to church every Sunday and often on Wednesday. But when there was a fire call, he was gone. And now our fire departments are crying for members. It's kind of sad. What do you personally think is an issue with the overall decline in people wanting to donate some of their time and energy?
I have noticed in the past few years as well, the same thing. We have struggled a little bit, especially with the younger generation. I think that they value their time a lot. And I think we've interviewed individuals in their early 20s about this. And I've even asked colleagues of mine that are, you know, 23, 24, what the hesitation is with volunteering. And I think that it's the commitment. There's a misconception there where they think there's a lot of commitment involved. And that's not the case. You do not have to be at every meeting. You can, we understand that life is busy, careers take up a lot of your time, and we encourage you to join and do what you can. You can make the JCs, you can make it what you want it to be for you and just do what your schedule allows. You don't have to do every single event, come to every meeting. You don't have to be on the board, but there are a lot of opportunities if you do want to take the leadership route.
Well, I'm glad you addressed that. That was going to be my next question. I had seen on your calendar that you guys have a lot going on, and I was going to ask you, what would happen if I just can't fit everything into my busy schedule, which everybody says today, I'm busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. When I first started, I sold cars, so I worked every Saturday. I was not able to be at a lot of the events, and we understand that. That's fine. With the decreasing number of community members willing to volunteer, we have recently started involving other nonprofits. Like, for example, at our lottery, so that we had extra help, we had the Randy Carlson Foundation help and the Perfect Paws as well.
Ah, Perfect Paws. They help pets, or are they strictly cats?
Yes, cats.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they're also a great support of our chapter, and we always include them in our charitable giving every year.
Well, that's very thoughtful. Well, folks, let's go to another message, and we'll be back in just a moment to continue with the questions.
Lifespan Family Services provides foster care and adoption services. How do you become a foster resource parent? Well, there is a check done to make sure you are financially, physically, and mentally fit to care for a child. Clearances must be obtained, your home inspected, and trainings provided. You probably qualify, but you must apply to know for sure. Call LifespanFamilyServices.com to apply to become a foster parent. That's LifespanFamilyServices.com.
So in case you just joined, you're listening to Connect FM on either 96.7 or 99.7. I always say whichever one gives you the best signal. That's why we have two call numbers, 96.7 or 99.7. Today's show, we're here with the president of the Du Bois Area JCs, Michaela Loy, and she is talking to us about their focus, their mission, and their activities, which are very detailed. So we're going to continue. I'm Pat Shea, your host here on the Contact Show. So, Michaela, I wanted to ask you, I noticed that faith in God is part of the JC's creed. Is the JC's a religious organization?
We are no longer considered a religious organization. However, we're still very faith-oriented. In our Distinguished Service Award that we talked about, one of the main elements of that is service to his or her faith. So it is still a very strong value of the whole motto of the JCs, and that's why it's continued to remain in the creed. Service to humanity, giving back to the community, and faith are all kind of connected, and even though it's not considered a religious group, I would say we're still very faith-oriented.
Well, that is good to know. I think one thing that Du Bois still has is we have a higher than normal participation in faith-related things. So that is good for your group. I also noticed that you guys do something that you call a spring cleanup. What is that all about?
Yeah, it's actually all of downtown Du Bois has the spring cleanup day, which is amazing that businesses and different organizations get together and do that. We participate with that as well. We have one of the other landmarks that the JCs have in Du Bois is we have a highway. It's right on the right by the high school, that whole railroad track, and there can be a lot of throughout the year we try to keep up with it as well, and this is just our one time that we really thoroughly go and pick up all of the litter and things on the side of the road.
Well, that's a great thing to do for the community as well. So, as we begin to wrap up our show, I just wanted to say to all of our listeners, if you're 21 to 40, please consider joining the Du Bois Area JCs. Their meetings are regularly held once a month, and they are at the YMCA. And you can also talk to any member of the JCs, and they'll tell you about their organization and what the membership requirements are. So I want to thank Michaela Loy for being our guest today on the Contact Show. And thank you very much, Michaela. We look forward to hearing from your organization again sometime.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.
I'm in my late 60s. My husband died a few years ago. He did all of our taxes. I sold a piece of property last year, and I forgot to claim the proceeds of the sale. Next thing I know, I got a letter from the IRS telling me that I owe over $50,000. Now I have a huge tax problem. I don't have that kind of money. I wish I knew who to call.
If you sold property in the last calendar year or didn't claim all of your part-time or even retirement income, you could be in big trouble with the IRS. Call first before they send you a letter. If you've already got a letter, call. We'll help you file years of past tax returns and save you time and money. So call the tax doctor. The call is confidential and free.
Call 800-239-8296. 800-239-8296. 800-239-8296. 800-239-8296.